Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, we were taught that our commitment to the Lord is much like the commitment we make in marriage. It is a commitment for life. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We have Memorial Day each year near the end of May. And we remember the ones who gave their life for this country. You say, what about if we gave our life for Jesus Christ? What if we in this service, somebody goes crazy and shoots us, kills us, does something else? What about those missionaries that have been slaughtered? John 11:25-26. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? As one makes a commitment to the army, we so make a commitment to Christ. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, you join the army. You're in. Now, you may end up in the brig for stupid things that you do. You may have KP. You may have other things that go on. On the other hand, you may just go whole hog into it, and boy, you get medals, and you just move up the line in it. But when you made a decision to join, become part of the army, it was a commitment. Whether you're a good soldier or a bad soldier, it's a commitment. The same's in marriage. Whether it's a good husband, a bad husband, a good wife, or a bad wife, it is a commitment. And it is a life commitment. And in Christ, our relationship with Him is a personal commitment, a life commitment. You become a son of God through that commitment. You may want to be a soldier in God's army and fight for the family of God. But before you can do any duty of a soldier, you must become a soldier. Before you can look forward to heaven, you must become a child of God. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And my friend, God loves you. That's why Jesus Christ came to this earth to die for you. Do you realize that when Adam fell in the garden, there were two great things that happened in our behalf? Now remember Romans 5:12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That was a good thing that we have physical death. Now we're made in the image of God. We've got a spirit and soul that's going to live forever. But after man ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil, the Lord put that flaming sword, keep man from the tree of life, and cast man out of the garden. You see, if man had eaten of that tree of life, then the body, the present body that is so corruptible, would have been forever, would have never passed away, but would have had all the corruption in it, whether it would be a cancer of age or what have you, It would all be there and never cease to exist or pass out of existence. But God designed that so that when Jesus died on the cross and was buried and 3 days later rose from the dead in a new glorified body. Oh, it's his body, but it was a glorified body. A forever body. The first fruits of the resurrection, the Bible says. Jesus and his humanity. Therefore, he talks about the adoption in Romans 8:23, the resurrection. When he shall change our vile bodies, and they may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3:20-21. We don't know what we shall be like, but we know that when we shall see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The only thing that our bodies won't have is the thing that man put there on Christ, and that will be the scars. And it'll be a forever body without sin. God gives that to us. It was God's grace to put that angel in the garden, that flaming sword to keep man from taking of the tree of life until such a time Jesus would procure their salvation. And my friend, he did that for you. When Jesus, who was God, God is a spirit, and that spirit left on heaven, entered Mary, took on human flesh and a human spirit, and was born and lived 33 and a half years of a perfect life without sin. Even though, unlike Adam, Adam and Eve lived in a perfect environment, and they fell in a slight temptation that appealed to their eyes. Jesus Christ, in a terrible environment, exposed to all types of terrible temptation, never sinned one time, neither was guile found in his mouth. And so, 1 Peter 2:24 says, he bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. So when we come to Jesus Christ, we're coming to him as Father, as Head. And therefore, he's our, as Thomas said, Lord and God. The object of our will, the object of our worship. He's our Lord and God. And we realize that as a father, he'll have to sometimes chasten us, scourge us, other times comfort, uplift us. But we're committing all to him. He says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's a promise. So what must you do? Realize, first of all, that you're a sinner. You cannot go to heaven on your merit. You cannot go to heaven on your baptism, your church memberships, doing the best you can, confirmations. You must realize that you're a sinner headed to hell, that all of our righteousnesses, Isaiah 64:6, are as filthy rags in the sight of God. Then you must realize that Jesus Christ, when he was dying on the cross, died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, and that he was buried bodily. And 3 days later, he bodily rose up from the dead and ascended into heaven, and he's coming again. But he's also promised that he would come again and receive you unto himself, that where he is, there you may be also. So you must realize that you're a sinner, that you cannot save yourself. You must realize that Jesus died for your sin, paid your penalty in full. Number four, you must call upon him. Enter to this commitment, enter to this life where he is Lord and Savior. You know, a good soldier makes a commitment, but even a bad soldier, he's a part of the army. He may end up in the brig, but he's still part of the army because of that commitment. You may be a good Christian or a bad Christian, but it's a commitment. Lord, take my sin away. Lord, do what's necessary to make me what I ought to be. And you're coming to him to save your soul. His promise is that by the blood of Jesus Christ, he will cleanse your soul. What God has cleansed, don't call it unclean any longer. Don't call it common any longer. And so, You come to him. He saves you. You call upon the name of the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So believing that he died for you, that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead, you call upon him to save you. You enter that relationship. He is Lord. He is God. You're his. You're his child. You're his soldier. You're his bride. And the reward is not only saved from sin, but it's everlasting life. Won't you do that? He said if you'd call, he'd save. If you're willing for that commitment right now, he'll do it right now. Will you do that right where you are, right by your radio? Would you pray this right now? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later, he bodily rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that and you meant it, oh, my friend, please write us and let us know. Contact us by email, telephone us, write a letter, let us know. We want to rejoice with you. Look on our website that our announcer will give you here in just a few moments, and you can find telephone numbers, addresses, and email, and all whatever. And let us know, not only of your decision, but your desire to grow. We have the booklet Building Blocks is on our website under Documents. Click on Documents, take you right to it. Also, Church Fellowship. Let me encourage you who are saved and already saved to use those things to help others. Also, let me encourage you who are already saved, pray for your pastor. Back him up. Let him know you love him. Encourage him to stay true to the Word, to not compromise with this world, to be what he ought to be. Will you do that? If you don't have a church home, why don't you check for, I always say the Yellow Pages, but I'm told that very few people use the Yellow Pages anymore. They search it. So if you search, look for churches, independent, Baptist, fundamental, in your area. And call them up. Make sure they use this King James Bible. Make sure they're not using rock and roll music. And you let them know that you have just gotten saved or that you need a church home and you want to know the next step. And they'll be happy to help you. Well, we want to thank you today for listening to The Lamp and Light. Please ask your friends to listen because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.